Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As preparations for your Thanksgiving feast are probably starting to take shape, keep a heads up if chicken is on the menu. A recall has been announced.
The Food Safety and Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced Innovation Solutions is now recalling nearly 100,000 pounds of raw ground chicken patty products. The agency announced the recall of the raw chicken, saying that the Kent, Washington-based company issued the recall after receiving complaints about customers finding bones in the chicken burger product. The agency said it's concerned that some products may be stored in people's freezers, and it's urging people to not eat the meat and dispose of it or return it to the place of purchase. The products affected by the recall include Trader Joe's Chili Lime Chicken Burgers and Spinach Feta Chicken Sliders. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This year, Thanksgiving is officially Thursday, November 25th. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The least affected age group in the fight against the coronavirus is that of children. The 5 to 11 age group, according to science, is no more potent than the seasonal flu. In fact, this age group has virtually a 0% chance of harmful effects from COVID-19. Neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions the push to vaccinate this age group with an experimental vaccine.
And the science tells us that the mortality rate from COVID for children is 0.025%, about the same as it is for seasonal flu. We don't go through all of these measures every year for seasonal flu. And in addition to that, this is still experimental. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Why wouldn't we simply encourage people to seek the advice of their caregiver and arm themselves with appropriate information rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats, even if some of them have MD behind their name, trying to make decisions for everyone. And there is no one-size-fits-all, because when you look at the people who have died, the children who have died, almost all of them had significant comorbidities. So why would you take something that was zero risk and inject long-term risk into it? But the children are going to be around for a very long time. Why would we subject them to that risk?
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got lots to talk about, and we got Fox News contributor Liz Peek getting ready to join us, a former partner of a major bracket Wall Street firm, Werthein & Company. Former columnist for the Fiscal Times, writes for The Hill, contributes frequently to Fox News. You see her on TV all the time. And so it's always great to have her insight here, as we have lots to talk about regarding this administration and the whole this whole idea of Build Back Better. What is it really? I mean, to me, it sounds so much, Build Back Better sounds so much like Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. And keep in mind where Build Back Better comes from. I mean, this is not anything that originated from the Biden White House. I mean, this is language from the World Economic Forum. And Liz joins us now. Liz, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I was just laying the premise here that Joe Biden's Build Back Better, it really echoes what the World Economic Council is all about, which is a one-world government. And in the same way that Barack Obama wanted to fundamentally transform America, this Build Back Better seems like a Trojan horse of a different color.
Well, I think it's a terrible bill. I'm just thinking... It's pretty astonishing after the drubbing Democrats took a week ago Tuesday that their response is to amp up energy and conviction about passing a bill that literally polling shows Americans don't want, they don't trust, they think it's not good for them, and that probably will stoke just exactly the problem that most Americans are most concerned about, which is inflation.
Exactly.
The good news is the Democrats really act like lemmings. I mean, they really are racing towards that cliff. And Mike Bloomberg has an op-ed out addressed to moderate Democrats today on the Bloomberg platform, saying this may be our only chance. You know, let's get this done because, of course, Mike is absolutely fixated on climate issues, and he thinks this is the only way they're going to get any progress made on addressing climate change. But, you know, when you're spending trillions more on all kinds of programs, such as allowing people in the country illegally to receive child tax credits, I think most Americans are just going to say no. We really disagree with this. But here's the thing, Bill. They just said no.
Yes, I know.
You know, 10 days ago.
Yes.
And you know what? Democrats just completely ignored them.
Yeah, they're not listening. They don't care.
They are not listening.
Yeah, they don't care. Liz, you know, we've insisted that even in the primaries, I mean, they tried to sell this to their own party members. The best they could, you know, get in line was about 30% of their own party. And now they're just saying, hey, look, it, we're just going to compel the country to go along with us. If not, you know, even if it involves re-indoctrinating you, we're going to do that, too. Oh, yeah, by the way, did you hear that? That they're indoctrinating these prisoners in the D.C. jail? With CRT?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I mean, it's endless. It's just unbelievable what's going on.
Well, it's endless, and yet I really do think we're sort of at a tipping point where the country is saying, nope, don't agree with this. And what better example, really, than the fellow who has just been elected mayor of New York, a black guy, ex-cop named Eric Adams, Democrat, of course, because Republicans really barely survive in New York,
right,
much less get elected to public office. Eric Adams is making a lot of Republican-sounding noises, including yesterday, saying, you know what, I'm not going to let this Black Lives Matter activist who threatened blood in the streets, if we go back to sensible policing, that's not going to deter me. We're going to have safe streets. So that, I think it's just an indication. Eric Adams is taking the pulse even of deep blue New Yorkers and saying, you know what, let's bring it down to really personal issues. I want to be able to walk my dog at night and not be scared. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go to the grocery store and buy a loaf of bread that doesn't cost 30% more than a year ago. I mean, this is pretty basic governance, right? Mm-hmm. But Democrats are immune to this. And I think it's, you know, I really do think they are just going to get slaughtered in the midterms, and I think they know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think already we've seen 14 Democrats announce they won't run for re-election. My guess is that number gets up to 30 to 40 by the time the election comes around. Who wants to be handed their pink slip because of policies that you don't believe in the first place?
Yeah, there's only so much they can go along with Nancy Pelosi, and they're probably going, yep, look, it's time. I'm going to go home and eat my own ice cream. I don't need to put up with this stuff anymore. Go ahead.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Nancy, I mean, the problem is we're sort of a nation right now that in the grip of people with real self-interest. Nancy Pelosi is almost unquestionably going to lose her job. I don't mean that she won't be reelected if she runs. She would be, but she won't be House Speaker anymore because odds are 9 out of 10 right now that the Republicans take the House. Now, Republicans have a marvelous opportunity always to shoot themselves in the feet, but it's pretty clear that she's not going to be Speaker beyond this year. So she wants to go out with a big win, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really – it's hard to imagine Nancy Pelosi believes in half the stuff that's in this bill. She's a very, very wealthy woman. Does she really want 56-7% incremental tax rates? Does she want to be taxed on unrealized capital gains, which is not in the bill but has been discussed? I can't believe that she's on board with this stuff, but she wants to go out as a big, big person, you know, someone who really got something done. And if this fails, she goes out with her tail between her legs and not looking like much of a legislator after all. So, unfortunately, and then we got Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, who's basically terrified that this little twerpy Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is an ignorant girl but beautiful and very social media savvy, can upend him in a traditional Democrat primary because Chuck Schumer is such a loathsome person. So he's going far left to kind of take a progressive left challenge out of play. So we just have a terrible situation for the country where self-interest is reigning supreme, and we have a president who really just doesn't know what's happening.
Well, listen, you know, to what Ronny Jackson, who was the, who was Obama's doctor. And of course, he's now a congressman, and he says that, you know, that Biden is suffering from age-related cognitive decline. I mean, this isn't the first time he said it again. He says he's not mentally fit to serve as POTUS. And meanwhile, Barack Obama blasted Jackson and said, "How dare you? How, you know, you've betrayed the administration. You've betrayed me." I mean, he really came at him very severely for this statement. But you know, all that Ronny Jackson is pointing out is what's obvious to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
if not the world.
We see it. It's there. Yes. Joe Biden is out of the loop on 90% of the stuff going on.
Well, and here it is. I mean, he hasn't had a cabinet meeting, and I know Buttigieg was on, paternity leave or whatever, and family leave, so he couldn't attend, but they haven't had a cabinet meeting since July, and here they are coming together, and it is a mess around that cabinet. Every one of them are dodging bullets. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
We're talking with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. And Liz, look at the GOP truck driver finally gets the win. The New Jersey Dem finally conceded, you know, and here it is. I mean, what a story. I mean, to your point, all this stuff that's going on that progressives have been pushing, it's like it's running out of gas here. And you had cited earlier, you were looking at all these key races that we were to look at to see, you know, if socialism was actually gaining traction, if there was going to be any victory. And tell our audience what you discovered.
Well, what's interesting is, yeah, Politico wrote a piece early in the year saying, here are some races to watch that will really show how progressives are doing. And mainly they were primaries, Democrat primaries, held to see who would replace, for example, Marsha Fudge in Ohio, Deb Haaland in New Mexico, and other people who had joined the Biden cabinet. Obviously, Biden only tapped people for the White House jobs who were in very, very safe Democrat districts. It wasn't a question of Republicans winning those seats. It was a question of what kind of Democrat. And one of those races, the Marsha Fudge one in Ohio, turned into a national referendum, really, on progressive politics. A lot of West Coast money came in, a lot of big money to support a woman named Nina Turner, who was a very ardent progressive. But guess what? She lost. She lost very handily to a mainstream Democrat, moderate Democrat, who basically just repudiated Nina Turner's entire slate. And that happened in Louisiana for Cedric Richmond's seat, and also in New Mexico. So then we also had a primary in New York City, where Eric Adams won over two really feisty, well-funded progressives. And on Election Day, of course, we had in Buffalo an incumbent, who was reelected, even though he'd been bounced in the primary by a progressive, through write-in ballots. And you know from your experience, Bill, write-in ballots never win.
Exactly.
That's like an incredible thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I think we really did see, and this isn't Republicans upending progressives. These are Democrats who are saying, no, your party is, your part of the party is ridiculous. By the way, if you look at self-identified Democrats who identify themselves as very liberal, which would be progressive Democrats, it's like 15%. It is not a big number. So I go back to, you know, stuff I've been writing over the entire past year. What mandate? What mandate
exactly.
Do progressives really think they won in 2020 or have won since to transform our nation? There never was that vote taken. No one, polling has never shown that that's what Americans want. And now we've got this Build Back Better program, which is sort of the embodiment of all the progressives' wish list. Mm-hmm. And more people think it's harmful to them than helpful to them. That's partly because the Democrats have looked like complete idiots trying to message the thing. They haven't been able to explain what it is, and of course they're fighting so intently that it makes it look pretty bad, which it is. But they
don't want to explain what it is, Liz, just like the fundamental transformation of America. Because the thing is, you see, Build Back Better, again, that is a direction toward a one-world government. And the only way you can get there is you've got to get rid of America. And look what's happening. I mean, you know, just common sense tells you, you know, that this administration is doing everything they can to obliterate the foundational institutions and strength of our constitutional republic. That's what they're coming at. Whether it's CRT, you know, just go right on down the line, you know, paying, oh, we're going to pay reparations to people who came here illegally, $450,000. Are you kidding me? I mean, at first Joe Biden goes, oh, that's garbage. And the next thing you know, he goes, well, how dare you? You took them away from the job. I mean, it's like, who are you? I don't even know who this man is.
It's just awful. I totally agree with you. I don't know what we can all do except vote. We can turn out. We can, by the way, you know, there are groups like FreedomWorks that help train people to run for school boards. That has become all of a sudden a very important place
exactly.
to be. The one thing we cannot allow is for our children to be indoctrinated on a philosophy that is so anti-American, so hateful about our country, that we have an entire generation growing up thinking it's not worth protecting and serving our nation. I cannot imagine anything more devastating.
Without a doubt. Well, we've got a little bit of an inkling, you know, for what's happened in the previous generation. And this is part and parcel why we got where we are today, is we've ignored it. And then thank God for, you know, Virginia and the mama bears and the papa bears coming out in mass number. And I think they kind of opened the door. I mean, to all that you're talking about, it seems to be a time where we're ushering common sense back into the country. What do you think?
Well, I'm hoping we're at that tipping point. I'm hoping we're at a tipping point where it's okay to say she instead of them when you're talking about somebody. You know, this is just silly. The problem is, what the left does constantly is they reduce real issues like racism to such silliness and such idiocy that people begin to not take the real issue seriously.
Exactly.
For example, sexual harassment is a real deal. I mean, if you've been in a job, thankfully I wasn't a snowflake and I kind of fought back and survived. But if you're in a workplace situation where people don't treat you appropriately, guess what? You should be supported, and you should have recourse. But when people get into the point where you say someone looks beautiful today and you're going to file a lawsuit, then it all becomes idiotic. And if men have no rights whatsoever, most people think that's wrong. So always, these activists, and particularly on the left, I believe, go too far, take abortion as an issue, which is obviously always contentious in our country. To allow abortions at 9 months is horrendous. I don't care which side of this argument you're on. I don't know a single human being who thinks that's an appropriate policy. But that's what Democrats passed in New York.
Yeah.
And our cardinal, Catholic cardinal in New York, said, no, this is wrong. But it didn't stop them at all.
Exactly.
So always they overreach, and, you know, always they end up being smacked. And I think in 22 they will be smacked. They were a week ago Tuesday. Man, I just hope it reflects a broader denunciation of the woke policies that are just sort of strangling our country.
Well, and the other part of that, Liz, is I hope that the Republicans and independents who get elected have a backbone and that can hold to these values that you and I have been fighting and arguing about. I mean, this is critical to the future of this country and the next generation. What kind of country do we hand over to them, especially in light of what you just wrote about, that voters are correct. Biden is to blame for inflation, regardless of what he says. I mean, he denied it. And here you got now the Secretary of Treasury Yellen saying this could be with us. I mean, this transitory idea, not so transitory, when she even says that we could be living with this through 2023 if we're lucky.
Well, look, if the correct admonition is do no harm, first, do no harm, the Biden administration has done lots of harm, and everybody knows it. This whole idea that it's all a supply chain, mystifying supply chain problem, not true. Energy has nothing to do with supply chain. That has very much to do with policies. And you know, I wrote again because I really think Americans need to kind of wise up to this. One of the things Joe Biden did immediately upon taking office was insult the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Okay, so we have a kind of difficult relationship with Saudi Arabia, but prior presidents have always understood at the end of the day, OPEC is important. Getting along with Saudi Arabia, which is the predominant voice in OPEC, is important. So what does Joe Biden do? He insults MBS by saying he won't speak to him. He'll only speak to his very ill father. And then he releases this intelligence report that fingers MBS for some involvement in the murder of the journalist Khashoggi. Okay, both of those things, if you think MBS is not pissed off at Joe Biden and that is one reason we are not getting any relief out of OPEC, believe me, there is a connection there. Just a month after he did all that, OPEC was the first, turned down their first plea to increase production. Why would he do a favor for Joe Biden?
Exactly.
Guess what? He's not going to do it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's really stupid. I mean, you know, on foreign policy, Bill, this administration, Anthony Blinken, I just think they have been so stupid. Look at the big fracas with France.
Yeah, exactly.
A hot battle with France, for peace sake. I mean,
exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, Liz.
All right.
Liz Peek.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemarek joins us now. He is, of course, the author of, what are you up to, 16, 17 books? You keep spitting them out biscuits here.
author, editor, co-author of 13.
13. Okay, that's a good round number. And of course, in his spare time, then he's the senior editor of thestream.org, just for fun as well. But hey, John, always appreciate the time and having you on. And of course, the Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial has really caught our attention, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, and it's we're seeing what happens when an American gets a fair trial with a fair judge.
Yes.
The American system appears to be working. They tried to railroad Kyle Rittenhouse the way they railroaded Jake Gardner in Omaha and tried to railroad Mark McCluskey in St. Louis. The left unleashed wild, insane, anarchist mobs of white communists and some enraged, confused black people who didn't understand what was going on and really may have been misinformed that police departments were hunting young black men, when in fact the statistics show that black men get shot less often than white men in police encounters compared to their percentage of the population.
Exactly. I was just going to add, it's more black on black than it is black on police or police on black.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The police are here to protect the most vulnerable members of the community, and that's usually people in poor neighborhoods with a lot of crime. So black people need the police more than most people, except for poor whites, like my parents. Anyway, the point is, rich, elitist dilettantes with Marxist fantasies unleashed these rioters on cities across America, caused $2 billion in damage, killed 12 Americans at least. Kamala Harris was bailing out anarchists who set fire to police cars with cops inside them and courthouses full of federal marshals. A few American patriots fought back.
Yeah.
Here and there, Kyle Rittenhouse, Jake Gardner, Mark McCluskey, the left is desperate to make examples of them and punish them, because if a million Kyle Rittenhouses come out with legal guns, the next time the rioters hit the streets, the rioters will go home. A blue state mayor can tell the police to stand down. He can't tell the citizenry to stand down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is exactly what happened, and Kyle Rittenhouse and those that were with him to protect property. And, and the thing was that we didn't hear about before until this and this trial, at least I didn't, was that, you know, he was there offering first aid, and they were cleaning up the graffiti in the neighborhood and that.
He was handing out bottles of water.
Right.
Kyle Rittenhouse was handing out bottles of water to peaceful black demonstrators who were going to a legitimate demonstration. Okay? The peaceful demonstrators, he was giving them water bottles.
Yes.
The media painted him as a white supremacist, the way they did Nick Stanman, the way they tried to do Brett Kavanaugh as a rapist. We are seeing a media that is in the business of personal destruction. They will just throw out there, during the presidential debate, Chris Wallace used a graphic about white supremacist militias and terrorists, and it had a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, wow.
Chris Wallace and Fox News ought to be sued. The moment Kyle Rittenhouse gets vindicated and walks out a free man, he should file lawsuits against every media outlet that lied about him and wielded the incredibly destructive accusation that he was a white supremacist. That's like calling someone a child molester, except it's more destructive to your career.
Exactly. Well, I hope he does. I hope he's able to realize an endless amount of benefit in suing these people because of what they've done and how they've maligned this young man's character. I got to tell you, on the other side, I mean, here he is. He's 18 years old. He was 17 when this all happened. But the way he's conducted himself in the courtroom is quite impressive when you think that he's 18, and for all that this young man endured and what he went through. I mean, could you imagine being there in the middle of that chaos, and you've got gunshots around being fired, you don't know what's going on, and here he is. I mean, clearly it is, and this is why this is, you know, standing so well for them. I mean, this is a case of self-defense, and this, you know, this seems to be proven even time and again by the prosecution. Go figure. This is the thing we love about ideologues like this, right? They end up exposing themselves, and you know, like that picture of the one prosecutor with his face is in the palm of his hand, going oy vey. I mean, just done, right?
Well, that's why you don't bring cases like this where it's clear-cut self-defense. But the mob was going crazy. The mob was demanding murder charges the way they did for Jake Gardner. They goaded poor Jake Gardner to suicide. He was a combat veteran of the Iraq War. Every January 6th defendant is probably as innocent as Kyle Rittenhouse. But they're not going to get trials like this because they're being held in solitary confinement with minimal access to their lawyers in terrible conditions to pressure them to cut deals with the government, really unfair, unfavorable deals. They are the gulag on the Potomac.
Yes.
Gitmo on the Potomac.
I love that.
Tremendous national scandal. And Tucker Carlson's three-part series on Fox Nation. It's worth signing up for Fox Nation just to see that.
But, exactly.
Or read Julie Kelly's coverage at AmericanGreatness.com.
Yeah, it is incredibly revealing, especially this three-part series, as you mentioned, from Tucker Carlson. He's done an outstanding job in laying out the case for these January 6 patriots who are being cooled. And it's not just them, John. It's the rest of the country. What statement is going out there to the rest of America's patriots that want to take a stand against this totalitarianistic government?
Well, the message is, we will ruin your life. Mm-hmm. We will audit your taxes. We'll audit your wife's taxes. We will search. We will raid your home and search it at dawn. Mm-hmm. We will red flag your guns and take them away based on a fake psychiatric crisis that can successfully invent. We will send FBI informants to try to lure you into illegal terrorist plots that we came up with, like the fake plot to kidnap Bretton Whitmer. Turns out the FBI made that plot up.
Exactly.
They went around trying to recruit disaffected, you know, sort of drifter lonely guys to become the criminals and the terrorists.
Well,
staggering. Like the East German secret police, the Stasi.
Right. It's unending. And, of course, we're getting more information from the Durham probe now, where the FBI is up to their elbows on this, that clearly, for 4.5 years plus, as we dealt with this issue, and as the Democrats and Adam Schiff, to me, Adam Schiff has no credibility. Why this guy keeps getting reelected is beyond me. I mean, he's an embarrassment. He's an embarrassment to the institutions, to Congress, and to the rest of humanity. I mean, I get it that you can be ideologically fixed, but when you're faced with the truth right in front of your face and you flat out deny it, what can you do?
Oh, Adam Schiff is definitely a sociopathic, pathological liar with no conscience. I mean, robots have more of a conscience than that disgusting act.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and the rest of them, they're all in. And what they cost, the country. For 4 years, I mean, they did everything they could to destroy a legitimately elected president.
Right.
And then since then, they've put the whole process into question. And now they're up in arms and how dare we, question that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, which
That's
just
right.
does not measure up. But, again, with them, we're going to force you. We're going to compel you to believe what we say that you should believe. If not, there's a price to be paid. If you think not, then look at all these January 6 patriots that have been sitting in jail cells without any representation, cooling their heels and cooling everybody else in the process. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemeric after this. Stay with us.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174. It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with Dr. John Zemerit, the senior editor of Stream.org. John, you know, what we're seeing in this Kyle Rittenhouse trial is quite revealing. That America's eyes are opening up, and I see this as a process. You know, what happened in Virginia, what happened with General Flynn, Roger Stone, all on down the list, that this totalitarian government that Lindsey Graham had warned everybody about during the Kavanaugh hearings, as you'll recall, he just said, your lust for power is such that I hope that you don't get it. Well, hope isn't enough because they got it, and they're doing everything they can to we the people.
That's right, and we see just how worthless the Republican Party was before Donald Trump arrived. When we say, I mean, frankly, Lindsey Graham hasn't been great on January 6th. He was talking about how he wanted the Capitol Police to shoot at the protesters.
Right.
And we had multiple Republicans voting to impeach Donald Trump over nothing, even after he left office. The Liz Cheney's and Adam Kinzinger's and Kevin McCarthy's of this world are even worse than the Democrats because they're enemies within.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
they're pretending to be our friends, taking our money, lying to us, and picking our pockets. We need to see a thoroughgoing purge of the Republican Party. Anyone who collaborated with the enemy, anyone who collaborated with the deep state, which is acting as a secret police of a tin pot third world authoritarian country, they are trying to run America as if it were Venezuela. And Americans don't like that. Venezuelans don't like that, and they get out when they can. We will not put up with this.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to purge the military. They're threatening to use the FBI to supervise school board meetings, and angry parents are being classified as domestic terrorists. They're trying to purge the military by making people take the dead baby vaccine or lose their pension and get a dishonorable discharge, which is like a felony conviction.
Mm-hmm.
It is staggering, the abuse of power that we're seeing by the left. Of course, Joe Biden isn't really in charge. Nobody really thinks Joe Biden is running the country. That's an open secret. Joe mm-hmm. Biden is out to lunch. Joe Biden is thinking about ice cream and diapers.
Yeah.
So So who is the secret committee formerly known as Joe Biden? Who are the people really running the country? We don't think Joe Biden was honestly elected. Certainly the secret committee was never elected. Nobody voted for a secret committee to represent a demented president. I think that secret committee are the deep state people, especially the people like Clapper and Brennan. There were like 65 deep state professionals, almost half of them Republicans appointed by the Bush administration, who signed that letter lying to the American people before the election that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They knew it wasn't. The media knew it was a lie. But they published it as truth, and it may have swung the election. If you believe that the election was technically legitimate, 17% of Biden voters have said they would not have voted for him had they known
exactly
that the Biden laptop was real, that communist China had all this compromising information on Joe Biden. And what happened right after Joe Biden came to office? An ignominious surrender in Afghanistan, where we gave $85 billion in military equipment. I can't remember the amount of military equipment, but it was the Russian defense budget for 1 year. We gave that much military equipment to the Taliban, who are China. The Taliban is a close ally of China, has been since before 9/11. And so now China will have access to the Bagram airport instead of us.
Exactly.
The Taliban will be hunting Christians and women and freedom-loving Afghans. The Chinese got a whole country, a massive, strategically significant country, in return for a few bribes to Hunter Biden. And our media and our FBI and our CIA collaborated in it. That is a profound, historic disgrace that future scholars will rack their brains as to how our deep state became so unpatriotic.
Exactly. And John, as you say, I mean, Bagram Air Force Base in and of itself, to give up that strategic landing strip and that airport and that airfield, I mean, people do not even realize the significance. They won't until something happens to where, military efforts are, being jettisoned out of that airport that once was under control of the United States and now is under control of the Taliban in partnership with the communist Chinese.
That's right. When we are powerless to intervene to protect Americans in that region, when Chinese troops go into India, or when some other catastrophic thing happens, people go, oh, we used to have some power over there. And Trump actually stabilized the situation in Afghanistan to where no Americans were dying. We had like 2,000 people spread across the country, and the country was under our control. And Joe Biden just throws it all away, hands hundreds of millions and billions of dollars of military equipment to our enemies. And we're supposed to just see this as normal.
Exactly.
But when Donald Trump made a phone call to the Ukrainian premier, that resulted in an impeachment inquiry. The Democrats are not patriots. They are not real Americans. They are not our fellow citizens. They are our enemies, wielding the power of the state to try to oppress us, to try to take our most basic fundamental rights. They must be stopped.
Yeah, they don't even believe in their vows. I mean, what did they do when they took their vow of office, which anybody who serves in the military, serves in government, that you are there to serve the American people, to protect the country against enemies, foreign and domestic? I mean, what do they do? Is one hand's on the Bible, and maybe they got their hand in the pocket with their fingers crossed for the other deal? I mean, because these are avowed Marxists who are, their beliefs are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. That's why Joe Biden, ignores constitutional law. He imposes these mandates that even federal judges say are illegal, and then he keeps on going. And so what's all that about?
The These people, they hate the American people. They want to replace them with immigrants from Latin America and immigrants from the Muslim world. They want to transform them into, they want to take their kids from them and turn them into trannies and brainwash them with this deranged sexual ideology that won't use the word women. You have to use the word people who menstruate if you want to refer to biological women. I'm sure that every young girl in America is inspired by the fact that her own government refers to her as a person who menstruates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that is encouraging, isn't it? This is just lunacy that has come upon, you know, we the people, and this is why the parents were just so angry and realizing, you know, we can be grateful, I guess, for COVID because it brought this all to the forefront, didn't it? It brought this in the open. Yeah. Parents were able to see what their children were being indoctrinated with, and they were shocked. They just could not believe this. And then as they started pulling back the threads, these loose threads, and realizing, wow, this is pervasive. We cannot, you know, where have we been for the last decade that they've been able to harness this information? And then they have the audacity, like Terry McAuliffe, to say, no, they're not teaching CRT. Well, wait a minute. On the school board website, right there, it says that they are teaching it. So why would you flat out lie about this?
Well, because, as Terry McAuliffe also said, we don't think parents should be telling the teachers what to teach. He actually said that.
Yes.
So your kids don't belong to you. They are property of the U.S. government that is temporarily loaned to you so that you can provide daycare and you can provide nutrition. But everything else, all the significant things, the secular godless left that doesn't have children can take our children away from us and raise them like their own.
John, a couple of minutes left here, and you've said this more than once, is that there needs to be a wholesale clearance. I mean, I look at it in a sense like, you know, when a business has found itself, has lost their way, and they go into protection of, you know, bankruptcy courts. It's like this country needs some sort of timeout and protection to where it can address all these issues to get us back on track, because this corruption runs so deep and is so pervasive that it is going to require something rather drastic, short of an all-out civil war, in order to save this great American republic.
We need a second great, a third great awakening. I mean, we need a great awakening of religious faith in this country. This country was only founded by people of intense religious faith. And a free republic like ours can only be maintained by people who have a strong religious faith and a strong sense of personal conscience, so that they're not constantly trying to game the system, look for loopholes, break the rules, lie, cheat, and steal, search after their own personal gratification. Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, George Washington, James Madison, all the founders said only a virtuous people held up by the maxims of religion can keep a free society. A people that's not virtuous will be so chaotic that they need a despotic centralized government to whip them into shape like an ant colony.
Well, Almighty God said it plainly, John. When righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. We're far from rejoicing right now, and righteousness must come in. Dr. John Zemarek has been our guest as always. John, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. He is the senior editor at stream.org.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 hand?